This is a wonderful day. It's a blessing to be able to gather this way, all of us together. And whether or not we know one another, we know that we're part of the family of God here in this place, and because of that, we belong together. We've got something very special to do in a few minutes. Carlos and Catherine are going to exchange vows of love, and we get to be their family. We get to be the witnesses, and we get to be the community of love that enfolds them and celebrates with them, and that is just simply a beautiful thing. And of course, it's always a delightful thing to be able to celebrate with each other the high points of our lives, because that's what families do. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, talks about that right before the reading that we read today. He says, the church is like a body, and each of us is part of that body, and when one of us hurts, we all hurt. Just like your body. If you've got a sore back, your whole body is bothering you on that one. And in the same way, when one of us is joyful, we rejoice together. Being part of a community is like that. We hurt together, we rejoice together. That's what Jesus asked us to do. That's what it is to love each other. When the Bible talks about love, when Jesus talks about love, well, it's not always about sunshine and lollipops and roses. He embodies love. Joyful, extravagant, self-giving love. Remember that time? It was his last supper with his friends, and the Gospel of John says he knew he was going to die, and he gathered his friends for supper, and he tried to tell them everything he wanted them to remember after he was gone. And in the end, he said something like, just love each other, okay? Just love each other. And it's so lovely to focus on the kind of love we'll celebrate today. Two people about to be free, who pledge to love one another all their lives. It's beautiful. But love is also about, well, Paul says in the Corinthians reading, loving one another in community is what he's talking about. And in the world, loving people we don't know, people who are different from us, people with whom we disagree strongly. Luke is on about that, you might note, in the reading from chapter 6, and we'll dwell more on that next Sunday. He talks about loving our enemies, loving those who do us harm, those we can't forgive. This is hard, hard stuff, and that's a kind of loving, too. Here in the love chapter, he's talking about loving each other in church. And how is it that we love one another in a community like this, when sometimes we don't know each other very well? Some of us, well, and here in town, when things are hard to talk about in our community, wrongs to be righted, and sometimes we don't know how to do that, or, you know, how do we love the earth, this beautiful, fragile planet, home to us all, but to us and to also creatures that swim and fly and crawl, and trees and bacteria, and how do we love this as our home, all of us together? How do we ground ourselves in real love? Not naive, not cherubs and hearts and fluttering feelings, although those are good too, if my memory serves me correctly. But ground ourselves in love, the kind that keeps on doing what's right in the face of really hard things. Love that actively resists anything that encourages hate and division. Love that stands up for people when they're being picked on the playground, on the bus, in families, in immigration lineups, trying to become citizens of this country, standing up for people when they can't stand up for themselves in the ways that we can. That's what loving each other is, and it's hard sometimes, and it can get you into trouble. But we do that. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. Because it's what Jesus asks us to do. And because that's who we are inside. Deep down, that's who we are. We are made in the image of God. Carlos and Catherine are going to have a baby soon. We're just hoping baby doesn't decide to come today. At least until the end of the service. And the baby right now is inside Catherine, and it's in a warm, safe place where she or he has whatever it needs to live and grow, connected to Catherine. And when that baby is born, it will be tiny and helpless, and we'll need all the love we can give it. And we pray that baby Van Zandwyk Sanchez can grow up safely, knowing that they're loved and that they aren't alone. And if anyone ever tried to hurt that baby, we would do all that we could to protect it, right? We would. And that's exactly how God feels about us and all the people in the world and all animals and trees too. God loves us, wants the best for us, wants us to be healthy and happy. And God counts on us to be the body, to be the family that makes that happen. When one of us hurts, we all hurt. And we try to make it better. And when one of us rejoices, we all rejoice. And when that baby is born, we won't be in that warm, safe place anymore. We'll have to be the warm, safe place for baby Van Zandwyk Sanchez. Not only for that baby, but for many people, as many as we can, babies and adults and everyone in between. I just want to talk to the young people now. You are really such an important part of this church family. The babies and the little ones who come here, they look up to you because you're a big kid. And you're the ones they're going to really teach them, because little kids want to be like big kids, right? And they copy. They'll look up to you and they'll do what you do. And you can teach them how to be kind and caring, and you can show them that they're cool. And what it is to be cool is to be kind and brave and be yourself, because that's how God made you. So thank you for being here. And you can do so much more for our little ones than the adults can in that way, and I really appreciate that. And then to the grandma and grandpa age people here, I hope you know how important you are, because so many people who live here in the territory are far from their own family. And here in the church is one of the only places left in society where people of all ages mix. Here, little kids whose own grandmas and grandpas are far away, here they get to hang out with people. And sometimes grandma and grandpa type people whose grandchildren are far away get to hang out with kids. It's a beautiful thing. And it's very rare in society now. This is one of the last places that we do that. And so just seeing you every Sunday, just having you smile at them and know their name, you will never know what you're doing for a kid by doing that, just by being here. We're a family, and that's how love moves. So I just want to close with Paul's words one more time. Love is patient and kind. It is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. Doesn't not insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It doesn't rejoice in wrongdoing. It rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. And now faith, hope, and love above these three. And the greatest of these is love.